Brenham Cub basketball is on the air. Tonight's Brenham Cub versus Montgomery is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll be back with the pregame and your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
For your water well protection or container needs, visit Texas Flat Pack Containers, 2155 FM50.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness. Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
All right, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And we welcome you out to the Brenham High School Gymnasium, where tonight it's the district opener for the Brenham Cubs and the Montgomery Bears. Doug Brown with you. Sitting courtside, or a couple rows up as we wait for the start of this one. Big district matchup between these two teams. The Brenham Cubs coming in on a roll lately as they've won their last five straight. They're now 14-7 on the season. And coming off a big tournament Monday and Tuesday over at the Mike Smith Classic in Victoria, where they went 4-0 in that tournament and are looking to keep their winning streak going here tonight as the fans are getting ready and filing in here to the Brenham High School Gymnasium. Still got plenty of good room if you want to look for something to do on a Friday night and want to get out here and support these Cubs on the victory here tonight. And, of course, Montgomery always a tough district opponent. They've had quite the rivalry over the years between the two teams. And let's see. And coming into tonight, Montgomery, they're 13-9 on the season. You look at the records for the other teams in our district. Lake Creek at 16-5. And then you've got the rest of them are all under 500. So Montgomery, Lake Creek, and Brenham, the only teams above 500 right now. You got A&M Consolidated, who's 7-10. College Station, who's 7-12. Huntsville, 4-11. And Rudder, 2-21. And Rudder actually just won just their second game of the season earlier today as they picked up a win over Caldwell. And we'll talk more about that a little later on and give you some scores as we go along through the course of the evening. But we're so glad you could be with us on our first basketball broadcast of the season. And we'll be back after we hear 2 minutes from the Brenham Sports Friends.
Like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
For every young resale shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
All right, as we come back here, the Brenham Cubs getting set to take on the Montgomery Bears in this district matchup. And we do have some scores from earlier today that we want to pass along to you. Over on the boys' side, it was Hearn beating Burton 68-41. Brian Rutter over Caldwell, 60-48. It was Showtime Australia just getting back past the Snook Blue Jays, 38-37. Willow Ridge over Sealy, 59-49. Richards just absolutely crushed North Zulch, 80-23. It was Roundtop Carmine over Calvert, 50-41. And Anderson Shiro beat Hempstead, 60-48. And Belton beat LaGrange, 87-49. And it was Little River Academy over Lexington, 45-28. Over on the girls' side, Burton Lady Panthers picked themselves up a victory today as they beat Hearn, 79-28. It was Willow Ridge over Sealy, 48-46. Navasota nearly doubled up Hempstead, 61-33. Bowling over Giddings, 54-36. Roundtop Carmine, I couldn't get over, I had to double check to make sure this wasn't a misprint. They beat Calvert 42-2 today. Calvert just one basket in the fourth quarter in that game. Wow. Little River Academy, they beat Lexington 56-9. It was Mumford over Bremont 41-19. Cornerstone Christian crushed LaGrange 73-46. And it was Fayetteville over Dimebox 60-23. Now coming up tonight in our district, now, the ladies are off tonight. They won't be back in action until Tuesday night. But over on the men's side, in addition to our game, you got A&M Consolidated and Lake Creek and Huntsville and College Station. And all three games in the district scheduled to start at the same time at 6:30. And then, oh, coming up tomorrow, don't forget Blinn Buccaneer basketball back in action. They're back from the holiday break. And over at the Cruzy Center, it's going to be the Buccaneer Women in Temple at 2 o'clock. And the Buccaneer men against Panola, and that'll be at 4 o'clock. And the two teams still warming up here, and we'll be getting set for our starting lineups and the official introductions, and we'll do that. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stagett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
We're pleased to welcome you today to Brenham High School. Good sportsmanship is one of the primary purposes of educational athletics. Our student athletes recognize that judgment calls by officials, coaches, and themselves are made in good faith and should be respected. Spectators can support both of these teams by refraining from derogatory or demeaning comments and cheers today. BIS team has a zero tolerance policy for inappropriate behavior towards athletes, coaches, officials, and other spectators. You will be removed immediately for this behavior. We hope that you will enjoy the game and support these athletes in a positive and sportsmanlike manner. Now let's meet the players for tonight's game. Starters for the visiting Montgomery Bears. 6 foot senior, number 5, Amari Hatchett. 6'2 junior, number 10, Lucas Cornell. 5'11 senior, number 22, Mason McMurray. 6 foot senior, number 23, Chase Sheeler. And 6'2 sophomore, number 42, Devondre Walker. The Bears are coached by Jake McDonald, Nathan Boyd, and Matt Monk. And now, let's make some noise for your Brenham Cubs! At 6 foot, junior number 1, D3 Hutchie! 6'2, senior number 2,
there you go. There are the starting lineups for tonight's game. And we're just about set to go. And for Montgomery, once again, their starters, Amari Hatchett, Lucas Cornell, Mason McMurray, Chase Sheeler, and Devondre Walker. For the Cubs, Dawad Majid, along with Chris Guidry, Quincy Adams, Jaden Hebert, and Roderick Martin. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be Chris Guidry jumping center. And let's see, joining him there will be Lucas Cornell. And we are officially underway. And Guidry will tip the ball over to Jaden Hebert. Hebert will bring the ball up the court. Cubs are going right to left as you look at your radio dial. And Hebert with an errant pass. He was looking for Quincy Adams and goes out of bounds. It'll be Montgomery basketball. Anyway, as we were saying, Cubs going right to left and Montgomery is going left to right. And the inbounds pass there to McMurray. And gives it over to Hatchett. And Hatchett running the floor for the Bears. Bears dressed out in the black uniforms with purple letters and numbers. Cubs in the white uniforms with green letters and numbers. And top of the key goes Cornell. And he'll flip it over to McMurray. And around to Sheeler. Sheeler drives the lane, passes the ball out to Walker. Walker traveled, got away with it. And putting up the shot is Cornell, and he missed. Up ahead, driving the lane, Jaden Hebert, up and in for two. That's how we like to get it started. It's 2-0 Cubs here in the early going. And now Montgomery with the inbounds pass. Cornell up ahead to Walker. Walker couldn't get control of it, goes out of bounds. It'll be Cub basketball. Cubs in the third season under head coach Kobe Andrews. And Hebert with the inbounds pass over to Adams. And Adams will dish it off to Majid. Over to Guidry. Driving lane, Robert Martin puts up the shot. Fights for it, gets the rebound, puts it back up and in for two. And that's two points there for Roderick Martin. And he comes with a 4-0 lead. 6:39 left to go here in the first quarter. We're just underway here at the Brenham High School gym. And driving the lane goes Hatchett. Hatchett puts up a shot and it's blocked by the Cubs. And back the other way, putting up a shot, missing, and a rebound. Guidry trying to put it up, and he's going to be fouled on the play. Oh, no, they're going to call. Well, what did they call there? Was there not motioning for a foul there? Well, anyway, it's now Montgomery basketball. And now we're going to get a foul called as we're going the other way. Yeah, foul's going to be called on Quincy Adams is first. Montgomery with the basketball. It's McMurray over to Cornell. And now to Sheeler. Sheeler drives, puts up the shot, and he's going to get called for traveling. As it'll be Cub basketball. Clock stopped with 6:03 left to go here in the first quarter. Cubs leading it 4-0. Quincy Adams bringing the ball up the court. Ball nearly stolen away by McMurray. He's guarding Dawad Majid. And so comes inbound the basketball. Majid, top of the key. Goes inside to Hebert. Hebert back out to Adams, over to Guidry. Guidry goes inside to Martin. Martin puts up the shot, and he's going to draw the foul. And it's going to be called on Mason McMurray. That'll be his first. And so that'll send Jaden Hebert to the free throw line. And he misses the first one. He'll get one more opportunity. And Hebert ready. And he sinks the second one. That'll give him 3 points of the game. And it's 5-0 Cubs. And Montgomery with the basketball. Hatchett trying to get it across center court. And he gets it up ahead to Sheeler. Drives the lane. Puts up the shot up and in for two. And Montgomery is officially on the board. And it's 5-2 now. Cubs still with a 3-point lead with 5:14 left to go here in the first quarter. And Majid nearly dribbled it off his foot. Now stolen away by Montgomery. Up ahead to Sheeler once again. And we're going to get a foul. And it's going to be a foul call on Dawad Majid. That'll be his first. And it was a non-shooting foul. So the Cubs, or excuse me, the Bears will take it from the sideline. And Cornell with an inbounds pass to McMurray. And back out to Walker. Montgomery staying out on the perimeter. Cubs got that inside pretty well loaded up. And they try to drive the lane. And now scuffle with the ball. Who's going to come up with it? And it's Jaden Hebert up ahead to Majid. Majid drives and has his shot blocked out of bounds. They're going to say he got a piece of it before or after the block. So it's going to be Montgomery basketball with 4:42 left to go here in the first quarter. And inbounds. Montgomery back the other way and was looking for Sheeler out on the perimeter. He was behind the three-point arc, and the throw was just wide and went down the hallway. Not really sure whose office is back there, but they might have gotten a little startled back there if anybody's still sitting in there. And keep going here. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Cubs with a 5-2 lead. And Montgomery, they're playing those passing lanes pretty good, trying to disrupt the Cubs' passing game. And now checking in for the Cubs is going to be Lamarion Robertson, Roberson. He's a 6'4 junior. And three-point attempt by Guidry, and Chris Guidry knocks it down for three. And just like it had, it's 8-2 Cubs. And McMurray passes the ball up to Sheeler. Sheeler drives, gives to Walker, and Walker up and in for two. Devondre Walker with his first points for Montgomery. Now Brennan back the other way. Adams thought about trying to go in the lane and then loses it. He might have gotten one on our behalf there. I thought he dribbled it off his foot, but they're going to say one of the Montgomery players knocked it out. We'll take it. And inbounds pass and drive in the lane with Siebert. He had his shot blocked. And Sheeler on the other end for three, and he knocks it home for three. And we're going to get a timeout on the court. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout for the Cubs. And so we'll take it and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com. For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank, local, friendly, mobile.
All right, as we come back here, the Brenham Cubs leading this one 8-7 over the Montgomery Bears. Doug Brown with you here on this Friday evening. By the way, Happy New Year. Didn't get a chance to wish you that earlier as we started the broadcast. But hopefully the New Year start is off to a good one for you. And for the Cubs, it'll be Hebert inbounding to Quincy Adams. Adams bringing the ball up the court. And he's going to get it out to Guidry. And Guidry driving the lane, loses the ball. And up ahead to Hatchett. Hatchett driving the lane, lays it up, misses. And a rebound there by the Cubs. And Chris Guidry driving the lane, laying up and in for two. And Chris Guidry now with 5 points. And the Cubs lead it 10-7. As we're down to 3:08 left to play. Montgomery now with the basketball. And it's Cornell. Thought about driving one in, and now it's going to pull up over to Walker. Walker driving, trying to use that big body on Guidry, and looks like a whistle there, and Guidry's going to get called for a foul. I believe first foul on Guidry, third team foul on the Cubs. Inbounds pass. And Montgomery with the basketball. Top of the key is McMurray. He drives the lane, being heavily guarded. Cubs trying to strip the ball, and they do get it. And that's Curry, who's just checked in the game for Brenham, coming up with it. And we're going to get a foul call on McMurray. That'll be his second foul. Two fouls on McMurray, and he's going to take a seat here. Cubs with a 10-7 lead. We got 2:27 left to play here in the first quarter. And Curry with the inbound pass to Quincy Adams. Now over to Hebert. Hebert drives the lane, pass back out. We got a 3-point attempt by Majid, and he will knock it home. And Majid on the scoreboard now, and that's 13-7, Cubs. As we're down to 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And Montgomery up ahead to Matchett. Matchett driving, puts the shot up, and he got it to go. And that's his first points of the game to make it 13-9. That was just a little floater and just happened to go nothing but net. Hebert back in the corner to Majid. And Majid fires that one up, misses. Rebound. Curry. That was Martin, excuse me. Puts it up and he misses the shot. We're going to get a foul call. And that is going to be on Montgomery. And so that will send Jaden Hebert to the free throw line. He was 1-for-2 his first go around. And it's the second one. So that'll make him 2-for-3 at the line. And now some more substitutions coming in for both teams. Got a minute 34 left. He's got one more free throw coming. And Ebert puts that one up and in. Gives him 5 points as well and increases the Cub lead to 15-9. Montgomery's inbound pass to match it and knocked out of bounds by Curry. Cubs being, one thing I've noticed, they've been really aggressive on defense here in the early going. I know that's one thing that Coach Andrews preaches. Another one, inbounds pass knocked away, ends up in the Montgomery bench. I know one of my previous interviews that I did with him, he said, oh, if you can't play defense, you ain't playing for me. Which I like that. That's a good motto there. And ball stolen away by the Cubs. Chris Guidry. And he'll give that to Lewis, who's just checked into the game. Lewis at the top of the key. And yeah, being guarded by this number 32, which I don't have on my roster. We'll see if we can get a name as we during the course of the evening. In the corner, Curry fires one up for three, and Curry knocks it home. And that'll make it 18-9. And we've got 52 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. And that one up ahead. Cornell driving. Pass back up. Top of the key to match it. And back in the corner, Cornell puts it up. And he misses the three. Sheila with a rebound. And at number 32, he scores there. And that'll make it 18-11. So Cubs here. We got 25 seconds left in the quarter, and they can play for the last shot. And Hebert drives the lane, loses the ball, but we're going to get a foul call. And it's going to be on number 32, and that's his second. Inbounds pass for the Cubs. Lewis drives the lane, passes the ball off. Curry puts it up and in for two. And it's 20-11, Cubs. And you got one more shot. Matchett fires it up at the buzzer, and it's off the line, and that's the end of the first quarter. Cubs lead it 20-11, and we'll be back with quarter number two. After we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil. On FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
All right, as we come back here, we're ready to start quarter number two. And it's the play regulation for 8-minute quarters. And Cubs leading this one 20-11. They'll get the ball to start the second quarter here. And Cubs have got their starters back in. And in the corner, Chris Guidry firing up a three, misses. And a rebound by Montgomery. And they try to go up ahead to Cornell. And ball stolen away by Guidry. Guidry wants a fast break back the other end. He was going to dish off to Hebert. And pass goes out of bounds. And so it'll be Montgomery basketball. And Montgomery with the inbounds pass. And they get it up ahead to Walker. Walker driving the lane, puts up the shot, and he's going to get fouled on the play. And that's going to be a foul on Jaden Hebert. That'll be his first. And so that'll put Devondre Walker at the free throw line. And his first one, he knocks it home. And he nails them both. Good free throw techniques there from the big man. As we're down to 7:20 left to play here in the second quarter. Cubs with a 20-13 lead. And by the way, Cubs trying to dish it off to Martin. And couldn't handle the pass there, and it's out of bounds. So it'll be back to Montgomery basketball. And Montgomery up ahead to Walker. Walker being guarded by Hebert. Hebert, and he gets it up and over for two. And Walker now with 6 points. And lead is down to five with 7 minutes to play here in the first half. Machine over to Martin. Martin Adams. Adams driving, puts up a shot, up and in for two. Good shot there by Quincy Adams. That's his first basket of the game. And now Montgomery with McMurray bringing the ball up the court. Over to Cornell. Ball stolen away by Roderick Martin. He's got nobody in front of him. And he's going to lay it up and in for two. And Montgomery's coach was wanting to travel on there and did not get the call there. And 30-second timeout taken by Montgomery, so we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, called to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Plans and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers, Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
All right. As we come back here, of course, that bumper music there, favorite of the old sports doc. And, yeah, I just think next month it will have been his birthday again. And that one, Walker puts it up at the end for two. Not a day goes by that we don't miss him, but we carry on here as the Cubs. Martin puts up a shot up and in for two, and Roderick Martin now with 6 points. And it's now 26-17, Cubs with a 9-point lead with 5:45 left to play here in the second quarter. And that one knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Montgomery basketball. They're going to have Amari Hatchett toss it in. And he'll give it to Walker. Walker being guarded by Martin and Hatchett. Top of the key. He's got to fire up a three-pointer. Rim rattler won't go. And the Cubs come away with a rebound. Martin over to Hebert. Hebert driving the lane. Passes the ball out to Adams. Now Adams top of the key. Trying to set the offense here for the Cubs. Driving the lane. Puts up the shot himself and misses. And a rebound by Cornell. And McMurray, and now over to Walker. Walker drives the lane, puts that one up and in for two, and Just like that, Devondre Walker with 10 points in the game, and it's 26-19. Brenham with a 7-point lead now. And we dropped just under the 5-minute mark left to go here in the second quarter. And Adams had the ball stolen away and match it up and in for two. And Coach Andrew is not liking what he's seeing. He wants a timeout. And a 30-second timeout for the Cubs, so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
Glassmart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care. 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
All right, as we come back here, Cubs lead at 26-21. Guidry driving the lane, and Guidry puts up the shot and misses. Back the other way. And Sheila puts up the shot and misses for Montgomery. Now Cubs want a fast break again. Guidry driving the lane. We'll lay it up. Missed the shot, but we're going to get a foul call. Foul is called on Mason McMurray, and that's his third. And so that will put Chris Guidry at the free throw line. And he misses the first one. Clock is stopped with 4:27 left to play here in the second quarter. And Guidry does hit the second one. So he's one for two at the line now. And it's 27-21 Cubs. And Cornell up the head, and he's going to lay that one up and in for two. And Lucas Cornell with his first basket. Cuts it back to a 4-point lead, 27-23. And Hebert up top to Majid for three, misses. Martin with a rebound, and Roderick putting it back up and in for two. There goes Martin, 8 points in the game. And ball knocked away. And they're going to say, Cubs are saying it was on Montgomery. Montgomery saying it's on Cubs. And a referee will side with Montgomery on this instance. We're exactly the halfway point and 4 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Cubs leading 29-23. Montgomery working the ball up the court. Walker on Guidry, and they're going to get Walker for traveling. He was trying to hold up to keep from bumping into Guidry and took one step too many. And Curry and Lewis have checked back in for the Cubs. Don't go along with Guidry, Martin, and Majid, and Guidry puts up the shot, misses. And back the other way goes Cornell. And he'll drive the lane, put up the shot, and misses. Roderick Martin up ahead. He's going to drive the lane, put up the shot, misses. Guidry with a rebound. And tussle on the floor. Who's going to come up with it? Multiple hands on the ball, and it is going to be Montgomery basketball. And so Curry and Martin. Well, let's see, we're making some substitution. Majid and Martin will come out. Robertson coming back in, as is Hebert. And Montgomery working the ball up the court. It's this District 17-5A matchup with the Brenham Cubs and the Montgomery Bears. Doug Brown with you from the Brenham High School gym. And back up top. Walker driving the lane. And he's got three guys on him out top. And Cornell open. Fires up a three, misses. Walker tried to knock it away. And it's going to be Brenham Cub basketball. Goes out of bounds with 2:51 left to play here in the second quarter. Cubs with a 29-23 lead. Montgomery's actually outscored them 12-9 here in the second quarter. And back up top, and Guidry with a three, and that's an air ball. And rebounded by Hebert, puts it up and in for two, and he's going to get a foul call. And that one's going to be called on number 32, and that's his third foul. And so they'll bring in substitution. Now they're bringing in number 15, which they don't have that either. Yeah, should have gotten a better roster off of them earlier. And Hebert shot up and in. That'll give him 8 points, and the Cubs lead now back up to nine. And up ahead, ball stolen away by Hebert. And he's been driving the lane, went for the dunk, misses, and Adams with a rebound. Adams puts it up and in for two. And Quincy Adams with four in the game now. And that is going to make it 34-23 Cubs. And timeout taken. And this time it's going to be a full timeout by Montgomery. So we'll take it with them back at this time. Let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Nevere, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
And back we go. Chris Guidry driving the lane, misses the dunk. And Montgomery comes down with a basketball. Up ahead, Sheeler slows down, puts it up and in for two. Chase Sheeler now is 7 points from Montgomery. And it's 34-25. Cubs with a 9-point lead. And with a minute 52 to go here in quarter number two. And Guidry over to Hebert. Now Lewis. Lewis up ahead to Adams. Back out to Lewis. And over to Adams. Back to Lewis. Lewis thought about a three. Now pulls it back down. And over to Adams. And Adams drove it. And up and in is Hebert for two. Nice pass out there. And Hebert now is the first Cub to reach double figures. He's at 10 points. And down to a minute five. Cornell drives, puts a shot from Montgomery, and Lucas Cornell with 4 points now. And it's 36-27 Cubs. 55 seconds left to go here in the first half. And coming up at halftime, we'll have stats and also some scores from around the area. And firing up a shot. A three-pointer there by Quincy Adams. And Cubs now lead 39-27. To And have to bring the ball up for Montgomery. They're going to try to, I guess, play for the last shot here. And Walker going to put up a three, and he knocked it home. Devondre Walker now with 13 points for Montgomery. As we're down to 15 seconds left, 39-30. Now Cubs can go for the last shot. They got 10 seconds to get it off. Down to five. Hebert up top to Adams. Adams going to fire up a three, misses. And that will be the end of the first half of play. And we are at halftime now. And the Cubs lead it 39-30. And we'll be back with a halftime report after we hear 60 seconds. Actually, no, let's make it 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates. Your local Germania insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Yum Sweets and Eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Schulte Farm Services. Not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy, for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, we are at halftime, and the Brenham Cubs lead 39-30. And for the Brenham Cubs, they outscored Montgomery 20-11 in the first quarter. And then the second quarter actually ended up breaking even with both teams scoring 19 in that one. And so we're still at a 9-point lead for Brenham, although it did get down to 4 at one point. Leading scorers for the Brenham Cubs, Jaden Hebert, he's got 10 points. Roderick Martin with 8. Quincy Adams with 7. And Chris Guidry with 6 points. You got Curry with 5 points and Majid with 3 points. And that's the leading scorers for Brenham. And then for Montgomery, the leading scorer is Devondre Walker. He's got 13 points. Chase Sheeler with 7 points. And then you got 4 points each for Amari Hatchett and Lucas Cornell. And, that's kind of where we stand right now. This, of course, first district game for both of these two teams. And so they want to get off to a good start in district competition, especially with coming up down the road here. And let's take a look at the Cubs' schedule. And up next for the Cubs coming up Tuesday night, they'll be making the road trip to Huntsville. And that'll be a special 7 o'clock start time that night. And the next Friday night, they'll be back here to take on A&M Consolidated. And that one is a 6:30 start time, 6:15 pregame here on KWHI, and then the following Tuesday they'll be going to Rudder.
Now, this coming Tuesday night, we'll have our first Brenham Cubette broadcast, as the Cubettes will be playing host to Huntsville here at the Brenham High School gym. And we'll have that one for you, 6:15 start time, 6:15 pregame, and 6:30 for the opening tip-off. In the meantime, we're going to take another break and be back with more of the halftime show after we hear, let's hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham. Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
All right, as we come back here, and some good news out at the soccer fields today for the Brenham Cub varsity. They won both of their matches at the Bay City Tournament. Defeated Bay City in the first game today, 3-1. Jose Andrade with a hat trick. That's 3 goals in one game. And congratulations to him. They also had assists from Isaac Garcia and Angel Valadez. And in the second game, they beat West Columbia 2-1. And yep, let's see here. Garcia and Valdez had the goals in the game. And congratulations to those guys. And so they'll play in the championship game of the tournament. That'll be tomorrow at 1:30. Yeah, we're just about ready to come back into the start of this one. We're at the half. Cubs leading at 39-30. And by the way, thanks to my old buddy Craig Boggan for providing us the update on there as we get set to go back to. Let's see. Let me get organized. It's been a while since I've done one by myself, so you got to remember all the stuff that goes with it. And comes with the basketball first, and it's Roderick Martin putting up the shot and missing. And a rebound by Montgomery. Just underway here in the third quarter at the Brenham High School gym. District opener with the Brenham Cubs and the Montgomery Bears. And Lucas Cornell over to Mason McMurray. Over to Devondre Walker.
And now over to Chase Sheeler. Sheeler passes off. And McMurray puts it up and in for two. That's his first basket of the game. He's been in foul trouble for Montgomery, so he hasn't had a lot of playing time. And now Quincy Adams running the floor for the Cubs. Adams driving the lane, puts up the shot, rolls it up and in for two, and Quincy with 9 points now. And the Cubs lead it 41-32. And this one up ahead, ball stolen away by Montgomery, but it goes out of bounds. Now, official clarification, whose ball it is. And it's going to become basketball. Jaden Hebert will throw it in for the Cubs. And it's over to Roderick Martin. Martin driving, drives a reverse layup, and ball pulled down by Walker on the rebound. And he's up ahead, being guarded by Martin. Pass the ball off to McMurray. In the corner goes Hatchett. And Hatchett misses the three. Jaden Hebert coming down with a rebound. Now he's going to try to take it coast to coast. Lays it up, misses. Gets his rebound, puts it up and in for two. And Jaden Hebert with 12 points. Comes down with an 11-point lead, 43-32, with 6:13 left to go here in the third. Montgomery working the basketball up the court. And it's going to be a foul call on Quincy Adams. And for Quincy, that'll be his second. Cornell over to McMurray. And working the ball around is Montgomery. Walker over to McMurray. And ball knocked around. Majid ends up with it. He gives it up to Hebert. Hebert to Martin. And Martin dodges a defender. And Roderick Martin puts it up and in for two. And that's going to get him into double digits with 10 points. And the Cubs extend their lead to 45-32. And we do have a timeout on the court. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linke Welding. Visit KorthandLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Burnham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Burnham.
Represent your team with spirit wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Burnham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Burnham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
All right, as we come back here to action. Clock is at 5:42. And Cubs got to get it in. Montgomery gets it in. By the way, this time around, second half, Montgomery is going right to left, and Cubs going left to right as you look at your radio dial. Old description that the great Randy Reitz taught me. And that one is Walker. He fires it up and in for another three-pointer. And Devondre Walker now with 16 points. He's the leading scorer on either side. And the Cubs lead down to 10. It's 45-35 with 5:09 left to play here in the third quarter. And Adams driving it. Gets hacked. No call. And it's going to be out of bounds. And so it'll still be Cub basketball underneath their own hoop. Majid will bring the ball in over to Martin and now to Hebert. Hebert drives the lane, puts up the shot, up and in for two. And that's 14 points now for Jaden Hebert. Up ahead, they go into Walker again. Walker drives, puts the shot up and in for two. And Walker now with 18 points. And Brenham now with the basketball. It's stolen away by Montgomery. And McMurray puts it up and in for two. And that'll make it back down to an 8-point lead, 47-39. And Coach Colby Andrews wanting a timeout for Brenham. And he wants a full timeout, so we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
And unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Pooltex. In business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
Mr. Windshield. Here for all your auto glass needs, 2831 U.S. 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit EasyWellShed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
And back we go here. Cubs bring the ball up the court. Adams missing the shot. Majeed with the rebound. And up ahead, working the ball around to Adams once again. Adams driving, stops, going to put it up, misses the shot. And a rebound by Montgomery. We're down to... And traveling call on the Bears. And so the make it back to Cub basketball. But as we come back here, we got 4:06 left to play in the third quarter. Cubs leading this one 47-39 as Ryland Lewis checks back in for Brenham. And Roderick Martin will get a break. So it'll be Lewis, Majeed, Hebert, Guidry, and Roberson. And up ahead, Walker working on Roberson, and he's going to be called for an offensive foul. And the Montgomery folks here not happy with that particular call. And Walker's going to get a break, and checking in is King, who is the that mysterious number 32 we couldn't figure out earlier. They didn't have his first name listed, but we know his last name was King, so nevertheless, Cubs with a basketball. Up ahead goes Lewis. Yeah, ball stolen and re-stolen and now knocked away, and Hebert going to come up with it. Full court press by the Bears. Up ahead to Hebert. Hebert back out top, and a three-pointer by Guidry misses. And we're going to get a whistle here. And it's going to be foul call on Roberson. That'll be his first. And so Montgomery will have it underneath the far rim. Inbounds pass over to Hatchett. Still 47-39 Cubs with 3:24 left to play here in the third. And we get a foul call on Ryland Lewis. That'll be his first. Inbounds pass by Montgomery. Over to Hatchett. Amari Hatchett, one of the seniors on this team. And he will pass the ball off to Walker. Walker trying to go inside to McMurray. McMurray trying to reverse layup and blocked by the Cubs. And Guidry gets it across court. Was hacked by about three different people, but managed to get up the court. And, of course, no call. And that one knocked away, and now back the other way. Sheeler puts up the shot and going to get a foul on the Cubs. That one's going to be on Ryland Lewis. That'll be his second. And that's the 14th foul here on the Cubs here in the second half. And that'll send Chase Sheeler to the free throw line. He's got 7 points so far tonight. And And Darian Curry and Quincy Adams getting set to check back in for Brenham. King getting set to check back in for Montgomery. And Sheeler hits the first free throw. And Walker's going to get a quick breather here. I imagine he's probably not going to be down long. 100. And Sheeler hits the second free throw as well. And that'll give him 9 points. And that cuts the lead down to 47-41. Cubs with a 6-point lead. 2:46 left to go here in the third quarter. Ball's out of bounds. I guess the referees didn't notice nobody started the clock. And foul called. And not sure who they called that one on. And inbounds pass for the Cubs. Running basketball now, the clock rolling. And Hebert driving the lane, passes the ball off to Guidry. Guidry puts the shot up, misses. And a rebound. We got a struggle for the ball. It's going to be a jump ball. And it will belong to Montgomery. Cornell going over to throw it in. Brenham comes with a 47-41 lead, 2:20 left to play. And a long three-pointer by Cornell. He misses. Rebound by McMurray. And McMurray over to Sheeler. Out on the top of the perimeter. And back out, drive to the lane is Cornell. Shot blocked by Guidry. And back the other way. Quincy Adams up and in for two. And Quincy now with 11 points in the game. Cubs with a 49-41 lead. Minute 40 left to go here in the third quarter. And going inside to Walker. Walker going against Martin. Lowers the shoulder into him, and he's going to call for an offensive foul. Second foul on Walker. And King will check back into the game. Hebert with an inbound pass to Adams. And up ahead to Guidry, back to Hebert, over to Martin, and over to Guidry. Guidry driving the lane, puts up the shot, and is going to get fouled by Shuler. And for Shuler, that's going to be his first foul. Or actually second foul, I think they got him on that one the earlier. And so Chris Guidry at the line. And Guidry misses the first free throw. Guidry with 6 points on the night. He does hit the second one. And so that'll make it 50-41. With a minute 20. And Walker gives the ball up, and ball misses the shot. Matchett comes back the other way. And up top to Curry. Curry misses the shot. Hebert tried to put it up, and ball gets taken away by Walker, and we're down to less than a minute. Montgomery with the basketball, and that's it in the corner for three. He's short, and Walker back the other way, tried the no-look pass. Luckily, Hebert was able to chase it down before it went out of bounds. And now it's Adams with the basketball. Cubs got 35 seconds left on the clock. So they can work it all the way down and take the last shot if they choose to. Remember, no shot clock in high school basketball. And pass off to Guidry. To Hebert. And Hebert loses the ball. And now Montgomery gets it back. They've got up ahead to Sheeler. Drives the lane. Puts up a shot. Misses. Majid with the rebound. Walker strips it away. And Walker up and in for two. DeAndre Walker now with 20 points for Montgomery. And that one knocked away. Going to be out of bounds and Cub basketball. So the clock stops. It's 3.4 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Cubs lead at 50-43. And going to try for the last shot here. McMurray will come out and King will come in. And Lewis will come in for Majid. So, and goes to Adams. Adams going to fire one up at the buzzer. Oh, he just missed it. He almost hit that one, but that is the end of the third quarter. The Cubs lead at 50-43, and we'll be back with the fourth and final quarter after we hear another 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Robert's Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with three Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
All right, as we come back here, it is the start of the fourth quarter, and the Brenham Cubs leading the Montgomery Bears 50-43. And to start the fourth quarter, the Cubs will come out with Chris Guidry, Quincy Adams, Jaden Hebert, Roderick Martin, and Dewan Majid, so their starters. And also the same starters in there for Montgomery. And ball nearly stolen away by McMurray. And Guidry comes up with it over to Hebert. Hebert passes back out to Majid for three, and no go there. Walker comes away with a rebound. And so now Montgomery in control of the basketball. They get it up the court to Sheeler. Sheeler driving the lane. And we're going to get a whistle call there. And that is going to be Quincy Adams. And for Quincy, that's his third foul. And clock has stopped with 7:29 left to go. Cubs just trying to hold on here and get this win. Tried to go into Walker, and Walker has the ball knocked away by Roderick Martin. And back out to Walker. And back the other way, Sheeler puts it up and in for two. And that'll get him into double digits with 11 points. And it's now a five-point game, 50-45. Important possession here. Cubs need to get some. You'd like to see them start hitting some shots here. They've been kind of cold there in that third quarter. And Quincy Adams drives. Now going to pull the shot back out to Majid. Majid, top of the key, being guarded by Matchett. Now he'll go back to Adams. And Adams loses the ball, and Walker comes up with it. And back the other way goes McMurray. Over to Matchett. And we're going to get a collision on the floor there. And Chris Guidry is down, as is Matchett. They're both okay, both getting up. And I'm going to call the foul on Guidry. That'll be his second. That's a Cornell will inbound the ball. And Curry's come back in, and Hebert going to get a quick breather. Imagine he's not going to be down very long. And Walker going up the middle and gets fouled on the play. That is going to be on Roderick Martin. And for Martin, that's his first. And looks like we got a wet spot, so they're looking for some towels. They're trying to clean up there. And so we got a stalemate here on the floor while we're waiting to get some towels to wipe a little extra sweat on there and other stuff, who knows what, on the floor there. So they're wiping that up. But 6:22 left to go in the game. Cubs leading at 50-45 over Montgomery. Cubs actually led after the first quarter 20-11. They played the dead even in the second quarter 19-19, but then it was Montgomery winning the third quarter 13-11. And now trying to see if they can pull it out here in the fourth quarter. Cubs trying to hold on to take the district opener here. And inbounds pass to Matchett, being guarded there by Adams. Cornell thought about a three, pulls up. And Sheeler going to fire up a three. He misses. And McMurray comes down with the rebound. Back over to Sheeler. Sheeler puts up a shot and misses. And a rebound by Curry. Curry nearly lost that one out of bounds and gets it up to Martin. Martin drives, puts up the shot and misses. And Walker comes down with a rebound. And Montgomery up ahead to match it. And now three-pointer attempt misses. And Martin comes away with a rebound. Martin up ahead, drives the lane, puts up the shot. Oh, they're going to say no shot, offensive foul. Second foul on Martin. I don't know about that one. As now it's going to be Hebert checking back in for Majid. Also Roberson coming back in as well. And going to give Martin a break. Down to 5:28 left to play. Cubs still have yet to score here in the fourth quarter. They've gone almost 3 minutes without a basket. And inbounds pass, and putting it up and in there is Walker. Walker now with 22 points. And we're down to a three-point game, 50-47. And you can hear the Montgomery fans behind me getting into it. And shot is blocked by Hebert, and Chris Guidry from downtown misses the three-pointer, and Montgomery comes away with a rebound. And up ahead to Matchett. Matchett drives. He puts up the shot, misses. Rebound by Curry. And now Curry going to pull out and wait for the rest of his teammates. Gives it up to Hebert. Hebert to Guidry. Guidry up and in for two. And Chris Guidry now with 9 points in the game.
You gotta play, White. Stop playing with three for it.
And now back to a 5-point lead. Cubs 52, Montgomery 47. And we got 4:08 left to play here in the game. And that one.
Hands off, be smart. Help me.
Giving to Walker. Walker loses the ball. Up and in. Chris Guidry driving the lane. Up and in for two. Guidry now with 11, and the Cubs lead back out to 7. 54-47. 3:45 left to go. That's what the Cubs need right now. Somebody get hot. Guidry's had two baskets in a row. And Sheeler driving. Now pulls it back out to McMurray. Out to Cornell. And Cornell hits the three. And let's see. Timeout taken by Montgomery. And it's going to be a full timeout for Montgomery. And Brenham leading at 54-50. Back after we hear 60 seconds on the Sports Friends.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
For your water well protection or container needs, visit Texas Flat Pack Containers, 2155 FM50.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness. Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
All right, as we come back here, we got 3 minutes and 27 seconds left to go in the game. Cubs lead at 54-50. And it's Hebert with the inbounds pass to Martin. Back to Hebert. And up ahead to Guidry. Back to Hebert. And they get across midcourt. Hebert. Pull up being guarded, and Martin going to set a pick now, gives to Martin. Martin puts up the shot, and loses, and misses, and now Sheeler the other way, puts it up and in for two, and going to draw the foul. And foul was called on Chris Guidry. That's Guidry's third. And so Sheeler, if he makes this free throw, can cut it to a one-point lead. And Sheeler hits it. Gives him 14 points, and it's now a one-point game. Brenham 54, Montgomery 53. With 2 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in the game, we are going to come down to a photo finish here. Jaden Hebert out to Majid. Majid for 3 misses. And rebound by Walker up ahead to Sheeler. Sheeler going to drive the lane, puts up the shot, misses, and draws the foul. And foul is calling Chris Guidry again. And Guidry, that's his fourth. And so that is going to put Sheeler at the free throw line. He hits it. Sheeler now with 15 points in the game, and we're tied 54-54. He hits his next one. That'll give Montgomery their first lead of the game. And he missed that one. Comes with a rebound. We're down to 2:30, and Adam gets it across, and foul is going to be called on Amari Hatchett as he pushed Adams out of bounds. Clock stops with 2:27, and Guidry inbounds pass to Hebert. Hebert driving the lane, gives to Martin. Martin puts up the shot, misses, and Hebert tips it up and in for two. And Cubs retake the lead 56-54. 2:10 left to play. Cross court to Sheeler. Sheeler drives the lane, reverse layup, up and in for two. And Sheeler now with 17 points. And we're all tied up 56 apiece with a minute 45 to go in the game. Out to Majid. And give this to Adams. Good defense by Montgomery. Adams trying to get the ball over to Martin. The ball knocked away. And it's going to be Montgomery basketball. Minute 34 to go. 56 all. Driving the lane goes Hatchett. Hatchett puts it up and in for two. And now Montgomery leads at 58-56. Hebert bringing the ball up the court. And we're going to get a whistle. Now wait and see what the call is going to be. Referee's conferring here. Adams has gone back to the bench for the Cubs. And it might have been a technical in the, usually when they're conferring like this, it was a technical in there somewhere. Got a minute 6 left to go in the game. Montgomery leading 58-56. Okay, it's a double foul called on Quincy Adams. That's his fourth. And on Amari Hatchett, that's his second. And so now for the Cubs, Curry's going to check in. So it'll be Curry along with Hebert, Majid, Martin, and Guidry. And so it does, the plus side, it does remain, well, you don't like to see Adams have to be on the bench this late in the game. You do get to keep, and it's a little B-Cup basketball. Guidry will do the inbound pass over to Hebert. Hebert driving the lane. 1 minute left to go in the game. And Majid back out to Curry. Over to Hebert. Hebert driving the lane. Almost lost his footing. And the Cubs working around. Majid for three. He misses. Martin tips the ball to Guidry. Guidry drives the lane. Puts up a shot and misses. And we're going to get a foul on Montgomery. And so Guidry will go to the line. Foul is going to be called on Hatchett. That'll be his, or Hatchett, that'll be his third. And Guidry will go to the line. Ball is stopped with 36.6 seconds left. This one, as we said, coming down to the wire. And Guidry puts the shot up. He misses the free throw. He's going to get one more. Try to at least make it a one-point game. Guidry hits the second one. And that cuts it to a one-point game with 36.6 seconds left. And so it'll be Montgomery basketball. Inbounds pass. And it's off. The pass missed it. Ending up with it is Guidry. Puts it up and in for two. Off of the deflection, and it's 59-58 Cubs. 23 seconds left. Driving lane gives to Sheeler. He puts it up and in for two. And we're going to get a whistle here. And I think we got a timeout on the court. Montgomery leads it 60-59. And a full timeout taken by Montgomery. We're going to take it with them, but we're only going to do, let's hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
As we come back here, Cubs trailing by 1 point, 60-59. And if anything tells the story of this game, it's the fourth quarter. Cubs were leading this one 50-43, and they've been outscored here in the fourth quarter by Montgomery 17-9. And right now, Montgomery with a 1 point lead. 17 and a half seconds left on the clock in regulation. Cubs have got to get the ball up the court and try to play for the last shot here. Majeed over to Curry. And time was called. It was a clock. Reverend Stump, there was a clock problem. And let's see what they're going to do here. It'll still be Cubs ball. They'll have to throw it in from the sideline, but so they stopped it with 14 and a half seconds left. And Machine inbounds to Curry. Curry gives it up to Hebert. They got 7 seconds to get a shot off. And driving the lane, Hebert gets a shot blocked, and Montgomery is going to walk away with a 1 point win. 60-59, Cubs could not get the shot off at the last second. They had the opportunity, but Montgomery pulls out the win. And that'll do it. 60-59, your final score. We're going to take 60 seconds and come back with a final wrap-up after we hear, as we said, 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
For every young resale shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
All right, as we come back here, and after Brenham Cubs leading for the majority of the game, let it slip away in the fourth quarter, and Montgomery gets the one-point win, 60-59. Leading scorers for the Cubs, Jaden Hebert with 16 points, Chris Guidry with 14, Quincy Adams with 11, and Roderick Martin with 10. So next up for the Cubs, they'll be going on the road to Huntsville. That's going to be coming up on Tuesday night. Now, we'll be here with the Brenham Cubettes for their game against Huntsville, and that'll be a 6 o'clock start time. No, excuse me, 6:30 for the game, 6:15 pregame here on KWHI. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us. Once again, your final score, Montgomery wins it 60-59 over the Brenham Cubs. And our thanks to Elizabeth back at the studio for helping me bring this one to you. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's game was sponsored by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Once again, the final score was Brenham 59, Montgomery 60. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.